Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Besoek RSG Geldsaake se Facebookblad en kom ons gesels.
Ondanks hoë rentekoerse en druk op verbruiksbesteding, bly belangstelling in eiendom in die Weskaap opvallend sterk. Die nuwe Montreeve ontwikkeling in Seepunt is onlangs bekendgestel en binne net 24 uur is 89 van 94 beskikbare woonstelle verkoop en die totale verkope was meer as 500 miljoen rand. Die ontwikkeling is op Regentweg in Seepunt en vir die wat nie die area ken nie, dit is die tweede straat van die promenade, so daar is 'n blok tussen hierdie ontwikkeling en die see. Een slaapkamer woonstelle van sowat 41 vierkante meter verkoop vir meer as 4 miljoen rand en dan is daar ook dakwoonstelle van meer as 20 miljoen rand. Die ontwikkeling sluit ook 'n hotel en kleinhandel ruimtes in. Op die lyn is Dean Lederly, hy is van Launchbase en dit is die groep wat die bemarking vir hierdie ontwikkeling gedoen het. Berman Brothers was die ontwikkelaars. Dean, thank you so much for your time. I believe it was a great success because all of the units seem to have been snapped up. But as I read the press release, I asked myself the question, who are these people who fell over their feet to buy these units, which I think most of Africans would regard as very, very expensive. So can you tell us, who are these people?
So, Rick, we had about 4,000 people register in our pre-launch phase for the development, which already showed that there was huge interest in the development. On the day that sales went live, obviously, we didn't have 4,000 apartments to sell. So there was a huge demand for the limited number of apartments. And contrary to kind of what you see in the press a lot, the majority of the buyers were actually from our shores. We had about 80% local buyers, with the balance being overseas investors and some buyers looking for a holiday home or a home on the Atlantic seaboard.
Were these buyers investors who bought multiple units to rent out, or were they primary residence purchases?
Two points there. The first is that we didn't have many bulk buyers on the residential apartments. We did, however, have two individuals who purchased the whole hotel component of the development, which comprised of 46 apartments, and the balance were sold to individuals. Now, the breakdown between investment and buy to live, what you see is the smaller units, the studios and the one bedroom apartments, typically get sold to investors, with the two beds and the three bedroom apartments typically going to owner occupiers, with a handful looking for a slightly larger place for a holiday home on the Atlantic seaboard when they come down from Joburg or Durban.
The penthouse, I believe, sold for more than 23 million rand. Did a South African buy that one?
The 23 million rand apartment is actually a three-bedroom unit, not the penthouse. The penthouses are almost double that and are actually being held back until the development is completed. But the individual who bought that was local, yes.
When do you foresee construction work to start?
The Berman Brothers, very progressive developer in Cape Town, and they actually started going to ground last year before we'd actually launched the development, which is typically unheard of. Usually the developers need to achieve pre-sales in order to unlock finance, in order to go to ground. But they believed in this project so much that they started demolition and kind of earthworks last year. And they're already kind of down in the basement level on site as we speak.
I just want to return to your marketing model. Until very recently, you would see at golf days and at special events, some estate agent sitting behind a scale model of a development and trying to make sales desperately. But you are doing it differently. It's a total online process. Tell us about that process and why you follow that one specifically.
My business partner and I developed our model a couple of years ago when we went to a physical launch similar to one that you mentioned, and we were invited for a specific time. I think it was 2 o'clock. We walked in, and in the room were a whole lot of boards with the floor plans and the renders, but we noticed that half of the apartments were already sold, which kind of was a bit of a red flag for us, and we felt like second-rate citizens. So we also realized that putting on an event is quite a costly exercise, and you get a lot of what the industry calls tire kickers coming to enjoy the canapes and free drinks, and hard to get 100 or so buyers to an event on a day. So we took the concept of the in-person launch and dreamt up this online launch where we show that there are a whole lot of people online on the website. Obviously, anyone who visits the platform is shown as a user. So it mimics the physical space in that you see that there's other people in the room waiting for the launch to happen. We have a fastest fingers first system where the sales go live at 1 p.m. The quicker you are, the more likely you are to reserve an apartment.
I registered, I didn't buy, but I just wanted to see how the system works. But I saw from the information you provide that the average cost for these units are around 100,000 rand a square meter. Now, of course, Seapoint is very, very sought after area, but how does that compare to other popular areas in the country?
Hard to compare against the rest of the country, but it will obviously be higher than the majority of the rest of the country. But in the Atlantic seaboard, we've seen prices go as high as 160,000, some even more, in very sought after areas, especially around the waterfront and kind of Clifton. But 100,000 for Seapoint was most likely a new record. With the previous development we launched was probably about 20% less than that, which was also quite high at the time for what the market was achieving. But it does seem that if you do the right product with the right team that has a proper reputation and they put a lot of emphasis in the detail and making sure that the end result, the end product is as good, if not better than what we're saying it'll be, is that the market responds well to it and obviously the results speak for themselves.
Does it include a parking bay?
The two-bedroom apartments, the three beds, all have parking. If you buy a one-bed or a studio, parking would be additional. But there is a lot of parking in that development.
Dean, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Dean Lederly, hy is van Launchbase.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.